want to start out actually by just passing on some greetings to you. Luke and Anita, many of you know Luke and Anita, asked if I would pass on Thanksgiving. They said they've been greatly encouraged as of recent, and I got an email from them just saying they can sense people praying for them as they live and work in Asia.
今天早上我想先给大家带来陆克和安妮塔一家对你们的问候，他们感觉到他们经常被你们的祷告所支持，因为他们在亚洲的工作和生活。
And they received the card that we sent them, and they said, could you just make it a point to tell the church thank you for praying for us?
就想谢谢你们为他们的祷告。
So please continue, as you think of Luke and Anita, continue to pray for them.
当你们想到他们的时候，就请继续为他们祷告。
We'll be talking about the theme of OCC this morning.
我们今天早上要谈我们教会的今年的主题。
The theme for OCC this year is fixing our eyes on Jesus.
今年我们教会的主题是仰望耶稣。
In fact, I want to just read this verse to you as we start out, so you can just know kind of what we're looking at this morning.
我想读这段经文，所以想让你们看一看这段经文。
It's in Hebrews 12:2.
是在希伯来书12:2节。
It says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
It's a very focused verse. I mean, the whole thought of like fixing your eyes on Jesus has a focus to it, and it's an encouraging verse.
这是一段聚焦性很强，而且又有鼓励性的一段经文。
However, as we fix our eyes on Jesus, one of the things that we need to make sure of is that we are fixing our eyes with an accurate and whole picture of who God is.
当我们仰望耶稣的时候，我们需要一个准确的、完整的关于神的这样一个图画。
That we are not fixing our eyes on maybe the God who we created, or the God who we want to be, but who God says He is and who He is.
我们不是仰望一个我们认为的或我们创造的一位神，而是我们要仰望一个圣经里面的神。Because
we know that having an accurate, starting with an accurate view, has real life implications.
因为我们都知道有一个准确完整图画对我们的生活影响是很大的。I
know our church has many engineers in it, and I know that you know this truth.
我们教会有很多的工程师，我相信你们很认同这个道理。
You know that if those who are designing cars, if you don't have an accurate and whole picture of where you are going and what you want to end up with, that there can be implications in the end result of the car.
也当你们设计车的时候，如果对整车没有一个概念的话，那将会造成很大的问题。
And so I'm not going to pick on engineers because I know that you this may be too close to home or. But I want to talk about this point, this idea of having an accurate and whole picture.
我在这不想难为工程师，因为容易难为到自己人，但是我想说明这一点。
And the implications that follow. Let's talk about architecture as an example.
我们来谈论一下建筑。
There have been architectural failings because they didn't start with a right and whole and accurate picture to begin.
我们来谈论一下，因为没有一个完整准确的图画，造成建筑的失败。
Many of you, if you look at this picture, you probably recognize it. If you've been to Boston, it's the John Hancock Building. It was built in 1976.
如果你到过波士顿，你可能会认出这个建筑是1976年建的。
It's a 60-story building, and it's kind of the landmark of Boston. That's where what people look at when they think of Boston.
60层高是波士顿的标志性建筑。
But it had a major problem though when it first opened, when they were building it.
但是这个建筑一开始使用就有了很大的问题。
The building liked to drop windows onto the streets below.
它的窗户会掉在人行道上。
And these windows weren't the cute household varieties. These were 11 feet by 4 feet windows falling from the building.
他们这个窗户是11尺乘10尺的这样一个大玻璃。
And the problem got so bad that whenever the winds exceeded 45 miles per hour, the police would actually evacuate the streets below so that people wouldn't be hit by these falling windows.
所以当风速超过每小时45英里的时候，警察就要关闭这个地区，为了公共安全。
And so in one windstorm, over 60 windows were falling out of this building and falling to the street.
在一次大风当中，有大概60多个窗户被摇得松动。
And so what they did is, if you can see, I don't know if you can see it, it's not very clear, but what you can see is there's plywood that they plugged into the falling where the windows had fallen, and they were replacing all the windows.
也许你们能看到，实际上现在的照片上窗户用木头来代替了。
All 10,344 windows had to be replaced.
差不多一万多个窗户需要用这个木头来代替。
And people called it, as in they were going through Boston, they called it Plywood Palace because it was just, I mean, it was just full of plywood up and down the building.
人们戏称它为这个木头宫殿。
You know, they say that when a person who's making your coffee has a bad day, you just get a bad cup of coffee.
你也知道，有人做咖啡的时候也有这样不顺利的一天，做出咖啡很糟糕。
Right, when architects have a bad day, you have shears of glass falling to the street.
建筑师也有他们倒霉的时候。
See, like an automobile, building's very complex.Right, and you have to have a right and accurate picture to begin with when you start. And it's complex, and you can't always have all that right and accurate picture.
建筑实际上是很复杂的，有时很难有一个准确的图片。
Here's one more quick example for you. This is the Vidara Hotel, if you can pull it up. Yeah. So this is the Vidara Hotel. It's located in Las Vegas. And its architects had this really, you can kind of see, it's kind of this beautiful design, this kind of curved design to it.
下面一个很快的例子就是拉斯维加斯的这样一个建筑，你看上去会是很漂亮的一个建筑。
But again, when they designed the building, they didn't know all the factors that went into it. They didn't see the whole picture.
但是他们在设计这个酒店的时候，他们并没有一个完整的图片。
And so the problem is that because it's curved and because the building is facing the south side.The sun will come down at certain times of the day, around noon, it'll come down, it'll hit the curved building, and the building, and as the sun comes off the building, it reflects and it focuses the sun like almost like a laser beam down on the people below.
问题就是这个曲面它是向南，当太阳照射的时候就会反光。
And the effects are so strong that some of the employees were calling them death rays.
这个光是如此的强，他的员工把它叫成死亡光线。
It would heat it up to a hundred and sixty degrees would be the temperature of the rays coming down, and there'd be people lounging on the pool there.
它可以这个温度可以达到160度，可以想在使用这个游泳池的人。
And so one guess was he was laying out and he could smell something and he could feel something, and it was his hair that was being singed by the rays as he was laying down.
有一位使用泳池的顾客，甚至他的头被烧焦。
It was hot enough to burn plastic cups.
甚至这个热度可以把一个塑料杯子融化。
You see, because the architects didn't have the full and accurate picture. They didn't start with the right and full picture.
你们会知道，这个建筑师并没有。从一个正确的前面图画开始设计。
And see, so as we fix our eyes, as any one of us fixes our eyes, as we as a church fix our eyes on Jesus, it's important that we have a biblical and accurate picture of who He is.
所以当我们仰望耶稣的时候，我们需要有一个符合圣经的准确的一个耶稣的图画。
Because again, what we start with has real life implications on how we interact with Him and how we interact with one another.
这对我们和神的关系和我们弟兄姐妹的关系都非常重要。
Okay, and so one major shift, as we fix our eyes on Him, as we look at Him, one of the major shifts that we need to move to is to shift from a God of law to a God of grace.
我们都要需要有一个转变，就是从律法的上帝转移到恩典的上帝上来。
And now I know that the concept of grace is a very basic one in Christianity.
我知道恩典这个词实际上是很基本一个概念。
But somehow the church, somehow God's people have a hard time accurately seeing God as a God of grace.
但是我们教会或神的使命常常有问题看神是一个恩典的神。
Somehow we talk about God's grace and we read about God's grace, but then when it comes to believing that He is a God of grace and then expressing that grace out, we have a hard time doing it.
虽然我们可以读可以讲神是恩典的神，但是我们确实有这样的困难，神是一个恩典的神。
So this morning what I want to do is I want to give the church, I want to give you three truths of what happens when we set our eyes on a God of grace.
今天早上我要给你三方面的真理，为什么上帝是一个恩典的上帝。
If you're following along in your own Bibles, it'll be up on the screen. You can turn to Galatians chapter 4.
翻到加拉太书第四章。
We're going to be skipping around a little bit this morning. Galatians chapter 4. Verses 4 and 5.
4到5节。
It says this. But when the right time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent Him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that He could adopt us as His very own children.
及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生。且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Okay, so one of the major misconceptions of grace is that what grace is, what grace means, what we tend to like think of when we think of grace is that somehow when we express grace to others, what grace means is to somehow lower the standard.
对恩典的一个极大的误解就是，当我们谈论去思想恩典的时候，我们常常以为是降低了标准。
Somehow we have this sense that when we express grace to our husband or to, we express grace to our wives or when we express grace to our children, what it means to express grace, that means that somehow we have to go, oh, we're just going to let it, give it a pass, and we're going to lower the standard for them. We're going to let it go.
我们常常以为当我们谈论和我们的配偶和我们的孩子谈论恩典的时候，我们常常想到我们是在降低标准。
But we don't have to worry because that's not what grace is.
但是那不是恩典。
You know, I listen to the radio as I drive back and forth from Clawson, from my house to church.
当我开车来教会的时候，我听到一些这个广播节目。
And earlier this week, I was listening to a story on the radio. These disc jockeys were interviewing a woman had called into the radio station, and they were interviewing her about her story.
我听到一个节目是音乐主持人来面试一个女士。
And she was young, she was 23 years old, and she had shared with the disc jockeys openly that she had discovered that her husband had been having a 9-month affair.
这是一个23岁的女士，她发现她的丈夫已经有了9个月的外遇。
And the disc jockeys were immediately sympathetic for her, said, I'm so sorry.I'm sorry that this has happened.
音乐主持人就表示了他们的同情和忧伤。
You know what was most striking and almost startling about the interview about her was her tone as she shared the story with them.
但是令人惊奇的是，她和这些音乐主持人分享她故事的时候的这个语调。
She shared that she was.Discovered that her husband had a 9-month affair. Her tone was strong. Her tone was positive.
当她分享到她的丈夫有几个月外遇的时候，她的语调是如此的坚强，如此的乐观。
And the disc jockeys noticed it. They were like, when we hear you talk, as we listen to you on the phone, you sound so strong, like and confident and positive.
音乐主持人注意到这一点。因为什么你这个语调听起来这么坚强啊，这么乐观，这么自信
？You know, you don't sound like a woman whose husband has been having an affair.
你听起来不像是一个女子有了自己的丈夫有了外遇。
And the question that they were implying was almost, are you being authentic? Are you being real with us?
这个英语主持人的语调好像是在怀疑，你讲的故事是真的吗？你是活在现实当中吗？
Are you living in reality, or are you off someplace else where it's just not allowing, this truth is not allowing to touch you?
或者你根本就不在现实当中呢？
But her answer and the way she said it revealed that she was being authentic.
但是她的回答，她整个的回答的方式表明她是真实的。
She said, I don't believe that God is done with my husband yet.
她说我不相信我的神放弃了我的丈夫。
I believe that God still holds promise and plans for him.
我相信神仍然承诺他的应许，仍然对我的丈夫有一个计划。
And even though he is not bearing fruit right now, I can be patient with God because God was patient with me when I was not bearing fruit.
尽管他现在没有什么改变，但是我仍然有耐心，因为在我没有改变的时候，神对我有耐心。
She said, did you hear her words? She didn't lower the standard for her husband one bit, not one degree.
你听到她的回答了吗？她并没有降低她的标准，丝毫没有降低她的标准。
The standard was that being in a marriage meant complete faithfulness to her.
对她来讲，在婚姻里仍然意味着忠诚。
But grace was being demonstrated to her husband from her.
但是这个恩典就透过她向她的先生显现。
And see, what it is that she started with an accurate view of the God of grace.
因为她从对一个上帝一个准确完整的图画开始。
She had an accurate view of him and she had an accurate view of herself in light of him.
她对上帝有一个完整的认识，她对自己有一个清楚的认识。
She said, I can be patient with him because I know...that God was patient with me when I was not bearing any fruit.
她说我可以对我的丈夫有耐心，因为当我犯错的时候，我的神对我有耐心。
You see, grace was being displayed to her husband by her giving him time.
所以这个女士向她的先生展示她的恩典，就是给她先生时间。
Grace was being given to her husband by seeing him for who God was.Would make him be.
所以这个恩典的显示就是说，她看她丈夫要看上帝要让她丈夫成为什么样的人。
You see, what she did was that she chose to fix her eyes on the God of grace.
所以她选择定睛仰望神的恩典。
She had an accurate and right view of God and herself, and it led to concrete and real implications of how she interacted with her husband.
所以他对神有一个准确完整的图画，他对自己也是这样，这直接影响到他和他先生的关系。
Okay, so here comes the first truth that we've just kind of talked about.
所以这是第一点真理。
Jesus Christ frees us from living under the law.
耶稣把我们从律法下赎了出来。
The Father sent him at the right time, and the standard has been fulfilled.
我们的神在时候满足的时候就差遣他的爱子成全了律法。
Jesus said, Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
耶稣说我来不是要废掉先知的律法，我来是要成全律法。
And you see, so what this woman was able to do is she understood that she started with herself and said, I know thatJesus has met the standard for me.
这个女士她的出发点就是耶稣已经满足了这个要求。
And so because he met the standard for me, he was able to show patience to me.
因为耶稣为这个女士满足了这样一个标准，所以说耶稣有耐心。
And then what she realized from there is that, you know what, Jesus Christ has met the standard for my husband,
耶稣也为我的先生达到了这样一个标准。
And therefore, I can now show grace to him.
所以我可以向我的先生来展示神的恩典。
See, so, what is your view of God this morning?
所以你今天早上如何看我们的神？
Is it God of law, the God of grace?
是一个律法的神，还是一个恩典的神？
Do you approach life? Is life basically a place of we get what we deserve, you know, and so do others?
你是认为生活就是我们得到我们所应得的，其他人也应该这样？
Because if that's your view of God, there's a couple of implications that will flow out of that.
你那样看的话，对我们的生活就有不同的影响。
One will be fearing God.
我们就会恐惧。
And not fearing God in a reverent way or a healthy way, but it will always be like, is God pleased with me? Is he angry with me?
那不是一个健康的恐惧，我们总会担心上帝会发怒。
And I know a lot of this is sometimes based on where we come from, right? It's based on where our background is.
这和我们的背景有关系。
It's based on maybe our family background. It's based on, you know, I can hear it. Sometimes we think, God thinks I am naughty. God thinks I need to be punished.
这和我们可能和我们的家庭背景有关系。我们总觉得上帝要惩罚我们。
But that's the God of law.
那是律法的上帝。
Another implication of seeing God as the God of law is that what we do is we then place those standards on others. Standards which we ourselves can never meet, nor can they ever meet.
另外一个问题就是，如果我们那样看上帝的话，我们就会把这样的标准加在别人身上。
Or is life a place where his favor can never be earned?
或者生活实际上是你从来不能够赢得上帝的这个恩惠。
And even if it could, we don't have the means to do it.
如果我们真能的话，我们没有办法去赢得。
And therefore, God freely gives to us by His grace. He gives to us what we can't provide for ourselves.
所以上帝就白白的给了我们我们所得不到的东西。
And then what we do is we do the same for others because he's freely provided for us that we can't provide for ourselves. We go, you know, we can do that too. We can do that to each other.
所以既然上帝白白的给了我们得不到的东西，我们也白白的给别人。
He sets us free from living under the law.
他把我们从律法下拯救出来。
See, that woman, she was living in freedom. She was living in freedom.
所以那个女士就生活在自由里。
Okay, here comes the second truth as we fix our eyes on the God of grace. Okay, you ready for this?
下面是第二个真理，关于仰望耶稣。
The life we live in Christ is continued in grace.
我们在基督里的生活是在恩典里继续的。
Okay, so flip in your Bibles over or look up on the screen. It's Romans chapter 6 verses 14 and 15.
罗马书第六章十四节到十五节。
So this...Sin is no longer your master, for you are no longer subject to the law, which enslaves you to sin. Instead, you are free by God's grace. So since God's grace has set us free from the law, does this mean we go on sinning? Of course not.
罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
You know, the first major misconception of grace is that it means to lower the standard somehow. A second major misconception is that grace, our need for grace, ends at salvation.
如果对恩典的第一个误解是降低标准，那对第二个恩典的误解就是恩典止于我们的救恩。
You know, many of God's people seem to be comfortable with grace.As a necessity for our salvation.
我们信主的人常常切意于我们得救本乎恩的神。
Somehow, the church seems to be less comfortable or less aware of grace needed to continue for us to grow.
但是多多少少我们想到这一点，我们就不太舒服，我们不太觉得我们需要在神的恩典里面成长。
And so somehow, because we need a more accurate view, and by God's grace, He gives us more and more an accurate view of Him, we need adjustments to how we see Him. And what we do is we somehow inadvertently or subconsciously return to living under the law.
也许是因为我们在与耶稣同行的时候不断地调整自己，以准确地认识圣经当中的耶稣，我们常常又回到了律法之下。
Somehow, after we become Christ followers, subconsciously, there's this message that kind of comes out, and it seems to be that we still somehow live under the law.
Yeah, 不管如何，我们常常实际上是又回到了律法之下。
Let me give you an example. I have been a part of small groups before, or of accountability relationships.Where grace is seen as forgiveness and acceptance that the small group provides.
我以前曾经在一些小组里面，在这小组里面，恩典被认为是饶恕和接纳，是由小组来提供的。
And so what small groups will do, and again, our church has small groups. What small groups will do is that we'll establish accountability groups, and this is good, right?
这样的小组我们教会也有，就是互相承诺。
And what these accountability groups is they tend to do three things.
他们要做基本上三样的事情。
They ask if someone is living up to the standard, they forgive him if he is not, and then they encourage him to go out and do better. You know, you made a mistake, it's okay, we forgive you, just go back out there and start doing better.
小组会要求这组员要达到标准，如果犯了错的话就会得到饶恕，但是你要继续努力做得更好。
Give the standard, offer forgiveness for falling short, and then ask for a deeper commitment to try harder.
就是你要达到标准，你达不到标准会饶恕你，然后你要继续努力。
And honestly, there's some short-term change with that. I've been in groups like this where it's like, okay, come on, we're going to hold you the standard, and so we want you to go out. So I go out that week, and I come back, and maybe for that first little bit, there's at least some superficial change. Where I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm doing it.
老实说，这样的小组确实可以带来短期的表面上的一些变化。
But it seems to be only that. It seems to be only like this kind of this temporary and short-term change.
但是常常会止于表面的短期的效果。
Because it's still living, essentially still living under the law.
实质上就是人们仍然活在律法之下。
And you know, I genuinely believe those small groups or these accountability relationships, they have good intentions. I know that these brothers that I'm with, these sisters I'm with, they have good intentions. They want to, they're wanting to help me.
我真诚地相信这些小组他们都有很善良的动机，他们真是想帮助我。
But it's still operating under the law.
但是仍然是在律法之下运行。
And so I know that some of you, right, it kind of helps to stick with you when you kind of see how it's laid out. So I'm not sure I turned my laser, but this is what it is, okay? We can kind of look at the difference between the God of law and the God of grace.
你在上面会看到是律法的神和恩典的神。
The God of law, the motivation for change is fear and threat.
对于律法的神，我们的动机就是我们有一种恐惧，有一种感到威胁。
Stop sinning or God will reject you.
你不要再犯罪，否则上帝会抛弃你。
You know, I've never had that phrase used to me before. It's never been, someone's never openly or overtly said that to me. But it's communicated. There's something that's communicated that way.
虽然从来没有这样说过，但是实际上是这样表达出来的。
And the operating dynamic is willpower. Okay, just do it. Just get it together. Go out there and get it together. Pull yourself together.
运行的动力就是一个意志的力量，你就去做，去不要犯错，要努力去做好。
The God of grace, we fix our eyes on the God of grace. It's different.
但是在恩典的神情况是不一样的。
Fear and threat are taken off the table and instead unconditionally accepted by God.
恐惧威胁不见了，我们是无条件的被上帝所接纳。
And you know, there's been times in history when people like, be careful that you talk too much about a God of grace. Be careful that you talk about being unconditionally accepted by God, because you know, if you do that, people are just going to go, we just don't care now. Now we can do anything, right? We can do anything.
也许你们会说要小心谈论这个无条件的爱，因为你那样讲的话，我们可能就随意而行。
But actually, when you're drawn in like that, when you know that a God loves you and you're completely accepted, it has the opposite effect.
但是如果你真正的意识到上帝无条件的爱你的话，在你身上确实有一个积极的影响。
It is like, how can I follow you? How can I obey you? Because I know that you love me. I know that no matter how much I fail, I'm still going to be accepted.
不管我是怎么样的话，你仍然接受我。
And so the operating dynamic is instead of willpower, it's the Holy Spirit.
所以这个运行的这个动力就是圣灵。
It's identifying with Christ. It's saying, look, he was crucified. He died.And was raised, and so am I. So am I. I've also been crucified. I've also died, and now I am raised with Him.
所以我们认同耶稣基督受难复活。
That same power lives in me.
这是一个同样的力量在我们的心当中。
Okay, so I've given you a picture of what maybe a small group, how it would operate, or accountability relationship, how it would operate if it was under the law.
我给了你们一个关于在律法之下的神的这样一小组的运作。
What about a small group ministry? What about a relationship that sees someone in grace instead?
但是如果一个小组在恩典之下运作是怎么样的呢？
Okay, what this looks like is this person is not condemned, even in failure. And we know this based on Romans 8:1. We're not condemned, right?
如果一个人即使跌倒了，在小组里面也不会定罪，就像罗马书里八章一节所讲的。
And this is a place where you go to, and it's okay if you reach your end, you realize that I can't do it by myself. It's a safe place to go. I've reached my end. I realize as much as I try, I can't do it. I've tried and I've tried again. I just can't.
这样的小组，即使你走到了尽头，你也会觉得那是安全的，因为你不管多努力，你也达不到目标。
It's a safe place to understand where you end.
是一个很安全的地方，你可以知道你会向哪去。
And so this kind of small group, this kind of relationship would come alongside people.
这样的小组是和人一起同行。
To move them places where they can be provided for.
把他们带到一个他们应该去的地方。
As they understand they can't provide for themselves.
他们自己办不到。
This group would be like, we're going to surround you, we're going to support you, we're going to come alongside your healing.
在这样的小组里面，他们会陪伴着你，支持你，
医治你。We're going to help you depend on the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray for you.
帮助你如何倚靠圣灵，为你祷告。
You know, it's crazy. I somehow think that there's Like, I think of the 12-step program. I don't know if you're even aware of the 12-step program of like AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, or something like that. Sometimes I feel like they are better at showing grace than the church.
有时候我想，可能的想法，这样想法可能比较疯狂。有一个12步的这样一个节目。
In these recovery groups, I've had relatives, or if you are a part of these recovery groups, people are taught that the first thing that you do when you fail is you go to someone in the group and you get a meeting with them.
这样的组有一个恢复性的色彩，当你跌倒的时候，你第一个事情要做的就是来到你的组里面一个人的面前。
They are taught to the kind of the phrases, you run to grace.
他们用这样一个词来谈论，就是说你要跑到恩典前面。
You turn immediately to your higher power, is what they call it.
你要去到一个更有力量的一个地方去。
And go to your support system.
去到这个支持的系统里面去。
Sometimes in the church, when there's a failing, well, what happens in the church sometimes when there's a failing, the tendency is just to hide.
有的时候在教会里，当有些失败的事情的时候，可能这个反应就是要想藏起来。
The tendency is the opposite. We're going to move away from the church.
我们可能倾向于要逃离教会。
Don't let anyone know, because then it'll be talked about, right?
不要让任何人知道，因为要不然的话，每个人都会谈论这样的事情。
Instead, we don't want to run from God.
但是我们不要逃离上帝。
We don't want to run from His people.
我们也不要离开我们的子民。
What we want to do is we want to fix our eyes on Him, fix our eyes on Him, and fix our eyes on Him, and in doing that, we'll be a part of His people.
我们要仰望神，其中一部分就是我们要和神的子民在一起。
We don't want church. We don't want a 12-step program to display God's grace better than the church.
我们教会我们不想用这个十二步的这样一个计划来展示恩典。
But what happens is when we as individuals, when we as a church fix our eyes on Him, what happens is as we go closer, as we're drawn into Him.
但是不管是个人还是我们教会，当我们仰望耶稣的时候
，What happens is we're pulled closer together.
我们变得更加紧密。
So the life we need to continue in His grace.
所以我们的生活，我们需要神的恩典。
Okay, last truth as we fix our eyes on the God of grace.
最后一点。
When we are directed by the Holy Spirit, His grace is displayed in us.
当我们被圣灵所引导的时候，他的恩典就在我们心中显现。
Okay, flip over to Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 18. It says this.But when you are directed by the Holy Spirit, you are no longer subject to the law.
加拉太书第五章十八节，但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
Okay, I'm going to move us over real quick. If you follow along with me, and this is not won't be on the PowerPoint, but if you move over to Exodus in your Bibles, if you have your Bibles with you, turn to Exodus.
我们翻到出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 13.
十三章。
Okay, so listen for God's grace in this short story, okay? Listen for His grace. You remember the story, the story of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness after the Pharaoh had let them go?
这是一个很短的一个故事，就是当法老让以色列人离开埃及的时候，他们在旷野漂流的故事。
Okay, so hear God's grace. When Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not leave them on the road that runs through the Philistine territory.Even though that was the shortest way from Egypt to the promised land. God said, if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led them along the route through the wilderness toward the Red Sea, and the Israelites left Egypt like a marching army.
十七节，法老容百姓去的时候，非利士地的道路虽近，神却不领他们从那里走，因为神说，恐怕百姓遇见打仗，后悔，就回埃及去。所以神领百姓绕道而行，走红海旷野的路。以色列人出埃及地，都带着兵器上去。
Okay, so if we could go to the next slide, you know the shortest distance is to any given point is a straight line, right? So you can see on the left side of the map, you can see.Where they were at in Egypt, and then over at the end where the red line ends, you see that? That's where the promised land is.
从这个图片上你可以看到这个捷径，这个左边这个是他们起点，右边这个红线的是他们的终点。
And so I imagine that the Pharaoh let the people go. They're right outside, and I imagine that maybe Pharaoh and Aaron and anyone else who has influence, they huddle up together.
我在想象，当法老让他们离开的时候，他们肯定会就慌慌张张聚集在一起。
And in their minds, at least logically speaking, hey, we want to get to the promised land. Let's move and let's go straight across. Let's just move straight across into the promised land. Let's just cut all this out and like we can go the quickest route.
一个很有逻辑性的一个想法就是走直线，直接到应许之地。
But here comes God's grace, okay? God's grace. He saw that the people, the hearts of the people.Beforehand, he knew what was in their hearts, and he said, if they go through the land and the Philistines are kind of like right along the coast there, if they hit the Philistines and they enter into a battle, they're going to turn around.
但是神的恩典就在此显现了。神看出了这些以色列人的心，他们遇到非利士人的时候，如果征战，他们的就会。
And so God's grace was this. He was like, I am less concerned about them getting to the promised land as much as I want their hearts.
在上帝眼里，他并不太在乎多快他们能够到应许之地，他们在乎的是以色列人的心。
God's grace was, I want them to be connected to me. I have got work to do in them. So I'm going to lead them in a completely different direction.
上帝的心意是上帝想让他们的心与上帝 连结，而不是把他们直接带到应许之地。
The promised land can wait. The promised land can wait. What I want is I want you people to be with me. I want your hearts.
神说这个应许之地可以稍微等一下，但是我要你们的心，要你们和我们在一起。
He had work to do on the people, and so he took them on the long route.
所以神带领他们走绕了一个远道。
And in fact, it took him 40 years to work on the people.
所以神用了40年的时间在这些人身上做工。
But that's also God's grace.
那也是神的恩典。
I mean, the most logical route was to go straight across.
但是你看到这个很有逻辑性的一个选择，就是要走直线。
But you see, he directed them.
但是神引导了他们。
And as he directed them, his grace was displayed in them.
当神引导他们的时候，神的恩典就显现了。
And you know how he directed them. If you recall the story, you can remember how he directed them.
如果你记住这个故事，你就知道神是如何引导他们的。
The Lord guided them by a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. That way they could travel whether it was day or night. And the Lord did not remove the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire from their sight.
神在云柱当中，在火柱当中引导他们，这样他们就日夜都可以前行。
So all they had to do was to fix their eyes on that pillar.
他们所做的事情就是要注目在那些云柱上。
All they had to do was to keep that pillar in sight. That's all that they had to do. That's all I want you to do is just keep that in sight.
他们所做的事就是要盯住那个云柱。
And of course, we don't have a pillar of fire or a pillar of clouds.
我们都知道，我们今天没有云柱、火柱来引导我们。
But we do have the Spirit of Jesus.
但是我们有耶稣的灵与我们同在。
Could I have the worship team go ahead and come on up? And so, maybe you are being taken on this long route. Maybe that's where you're at right now. Maybe we are being taken on the long route.
也许你正在绕一个远路。
But as we are drawn to Him, as we fix our eyes on Him,
但当我们注目仰望神的时候，
He will show Himself to be the God of grace.
你会看到神是一个恩典的神。
Amen.
Amen.